Video news releases are highly produced stories that often have actors playing reporters or anchors and are also funded by commercial or government agencies. Critics call them fake news, charging that they are often biased or inaccurate. Derek Hines coordinates TV news coverage for Northern Minnesota and is the regional representative for the Radio Television News Directors Association.
There's a question about journalistic integrity there, and it's important, I think, that any material that's used in a broadcast is properly sourced. We're not going to state a fact on a television newscast that hasn't been verified by independent sources.
Hines says viewers may be unwittingly duped by a VNR if a station doesn't disclose its source. One VNR that aired last year on a Milwaukee TV station purports to give safe and creative Halloween tips for families, but prominently displays Mars brand candy bars.
And you can use some of their favorite candies like Snickers and M&Ms and Starburst. And what's neat about them is they have come in glow-in-the-dark wrappers, so you can plant them all over the house, so they're really fun for them to find.
The VNR, which aired uncut, also goes on to promote a national florist.
1-800-Flowers has special designs and decorative treats for Halloween.
The FCC has since written the owners of 77 TV stations across the U.S., asking if any special favors were given in return for airing VNRs, and if audiences were informed that the reports were not locally produced and sponsored by outside interests. Diane Farsetta is with the Nonprofit Center for Media and Democracy based in Madison. She co-authored a report on VNRs that prompted the FCC's investigation. She says many local TV stations use VNRs without hesitation to make up for strapped budgets and staff.
They look at VNRs as a free, easy way to fill up their newscasts.
Farsetta says if the stations don't address their usage of VNRs, the FCC may fine them or challenge their license renewal. She says besides their license, the station's own credibility is at stake.
The assumption on behalf of viewers watching news programs is that this is information that's been researched, that's been vetted by trained reporters without a bias. With video news releases, it's basically an advertisement just dressed up to look like a news segment.
The Center for Media and Democracy's report shows nearly 100 separate instances where VNRs were aired without the station disclosing that they had been paid for and produced by public relations firms. Farsetta adds she doesn't know where the investigation will lead or what it will mean for the future of VNRs. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.